A fisheries trade association is spearheading research to determine if it's practical to monitor bycatch electronically on some longliners rather than using human observers. The Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association has been awarded a $220,000 grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to study whether cameras can do the job when new rules go into effect requiring observers on all groundfish vessels over 40 feet long. This is on top of research Alpha is involved in to find ways to keep sperm whales away from longline gear. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The writing has been on the wall for over a year now. Onboard observer requirements are moving down into smaller vessels. Actually, Alpha Executive Director Linda Benkin uses a different analogy.
We are sort of staring down the barrel of being required on boats. Everything over 40 feet will now be eligible and at some point tasked with providing observer coverage, either a person that has to go out on your boat or a camera.
Tracking bycatch is federal law, and having human observers is current practice on vessels from 60 to 125 feet, which have to have observer coverage on one-third of their fishing days. Everything over 125 feet has to have 100% coverage. 40 feet is another matter. Dan Falvey longlines in Sitka from a 47-foot boat.
There's a lot of fishing situations where an extra person on board just isn't going to be workable or is going to force us to leave a crew member on the beach and cost a job. And no one wanted that.
Falvey says the International Pacific Halibut Commission conducted an experiment last year that proved camera coverage was just as effective in monitoring bycatch as human observers. But the test was derailed by equipment problems with the cameras and seasickness among the people. Alpha will use the $220,000 over 2 years. This summer's task is finding a camera and recording system that will hold up at sea. Next summer, Falvey says Alpha will collaborate with the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and the Southeast Fishermen's Alliance to run a full-scale pilot project on at least 12 boats.
Our job here is to find a way to engage the stakeholders, the fishermen all across Alaska, to develop electronic monitoring that'll work on our boats and is compatible with the systems we have. And then also to test ways of rotating it amongst the boats so it can be done in a cost-effective manner now that we all have to pay for it.
The Federal Observer Program will be funded by a 1.25% levy on groundfish vessels, regardless of size, beginning in 2013. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.